Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Ramo. Hey, what's up, Mark?
What's going on? Hey, what's up? How's it going?
I'm doing all right. You know what we do, man. We talk sports, entertainment, everything else. You know, we're gonna tip off with a little NBA Finals preview, a little recap of, the Eastern Conference Finals between the Pacers and the Heat.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, the Spurs and Thunder, which that series just wrapped up yesterday. We'll talk about that. Talk a little bit about the other news in NBA, including, you know, the Knicks, you know, and their offseason, storyline. And, of course, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, baseball, you know, talk about the Mets.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Their current series with the Phillies. And, of course, we're going to talk about an old friend visiting the Bronx earlier today.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. And you know how it is. You know, we'll talk about, what was I going to say? We'll also talk about the, you know, hockey playoffs as well. And as usual, we're going to talk about the WWE and, of course, the upcoming Payback pay-per-view event. And hopefully the fans won't be saying that after the pay-per-view event is over.
Let's hope. We'll see. I don't know. I'm not really excited for tonight's pay-per-view, to be honest.
I only want to see the Shield and Evolution match, to be honest with you. And
yeah.
Maybe the John Cena Bray Wyatt. Other than that, it's like, I don't really care what really happens, really.
Yeah, I'm with you.
This is so far the weakest pay-per-view event of the year so far.
I would say so, yeah. No heavyweight or WWE title. I mean, it's definitely going to be – it's not going to be as great as the other pay-per-views this year.
Yeah. Exactly. You hit it right on the head. You know, there's no WWE title that's being defended. But, you
mm-hmm.
know, of course, we'll talk a lot about that, you know, towards the end of the show.
Yep.
But let's talk about a little NBA. you know, the Heat, they just recently defeated the Pacers. And, you know, they advanced to the – you know, to the NBA Finals for the fourth consecutive year. And they're trying to go for the three-peat, their fourth NBA title overall. And they will face Spurs, the San Antonio Spurs, in a rematch of last year's NBA Finals
mm-hmm.
against after eliminating the Thunder last night. So it should be a big series, you know. Tim Duncan's going to try to win his fifth NBA championship in what could be his last, you know, NBA Finals appearance because the guy is getting up there in age. He's, what, 35 or so?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, LeBron James is trying to etch himself even further into the NBA history books.
Yep.
So that should definitely be interesting. And Dwight Howard is going to look to win his fourth championship since, you know, as long as him and LeBron James are on the same team, he's always going to be one championship more than he does.
Yeah, it's going to be a great matchup, rematch of last year. I mean, Spurs, they look like they can't be beat right now, you know?
Yeah, they can't. Because the Thunder gave them all that they could, you know, yesterday. But
mm-hmm.
it wasn't enough.
Yep.
Ginobili hitting bombs from way downtown. I mean, this guy, well, I mean, in front of the line, I would say, you know, half court, but, like in front of the, you know, the three-point line. But
right.
My goodness,
yeah.
man. They could not be stopped.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And so they gave it all that they could.
It's tough. I mean, it's Spurs are going to be tough. And, you know, Tim Duncan – uncharacteristically, you know, he's talking trash a little bit, saying that the Spurs aren't going to take this one this time. So he's guaranteeing that the Spurs aren't going to win the championship.
Yeah,
this year.
Tim Duncan is usually as animated as C-3PO, man. He's like a robot, man. This guy, nothing really fazes him, but
yep.
I guess it really stuck it to him, you know, losing the NBA the NBA title last
mm-hmm.
year to the you know, to LeBron, so.
Oh, yeah. They're looking for revenge this year.
Oh, yeah. That should be interesting. Though I did wish that Thunder would advance and try to win their first title since, 1979 when they used to be known as, the Seattle Supersonics.
Yeah.
So that would have been interesting to see. But basically, like, it's since 2000, it's like we're basically seeing the same teams battle each other all over again, you know. So it's
yeah.
the same teams in the finals, you know. Well, Celtics and Lakers aren't doing well, so you could toss that out. But basically, it's the Heat, Spurs, Thunder, Pacers. It's the same teams that's always in the playoffs, basically.
Yeah,
battling
every year.
It
Spurs
yep.
have been in the playoffs for 17 straight seasons. That's insane, man.
Unbelievable. Clearly unbelievable. I mean, they have a modern-day dynasty. It's not the typical three-peat dynasty that we're accustomed to, but they're on an impressive run. I'm trying to say basically. So you know, unfortunately, I got to tip my hat, especially you know, me and you, we saw that firsthand. 99, how powerful that Spurs team can be. So
Oh yeah.
They're very, you know, Greg Popovich, man. He always has that team, you know, head on, you know, straight. So that's going to be an interesting series to see coming up.
Yeah, Thursday.
Oh yeah. Mark down your calendars. June 5th, I think it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, yeah, mark that on your calendars, folks. And, of course, the Pacers and the Heat, you know, they just ended that series. And the Pacers retained their head coach, Frank Vogel, which is not a surprise, even though the team has been up and down and shaky at times. After a brilliant first half they had this season. But, you know, they did the right decision. I mean, if they had fired him, I mean, that would have been the absolute panic job right there.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a good job, even though they've lost 3 years in a row to the Miami Heat. But, you know, they just don't have the manpower to compete with the Heat.
Exactly.
Hopefully they can get a free agent or two to help them out so that they
can. Hopefully they don't. All right, I'm sorry. I cut you off. Sorry, continue.
Well, yeah, I mean, I hope they don't too, because, I mean, I want the Knicks to eventually, you know, become a powerhouse and East the conference. But let's be honest. I mean, Pacers right now, they're going to be one of the top teams in Eastern Conference for several years. You know,
mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
And there's nothing we could do about it.
Exactly. Except, you know, actually man up, get some good players in here that play hard and could score some points at ease, and you know, beat them. That's the only way. That's the only way.
Exactly.
Pacers won't be in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Exactly. And well, we have a looks like we have the phone line is off the man. It's going crazy today. Do you want to pick up a call?
Hey, sure. Why not?
Okay.
Hello,
hi, caller.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Good. How's it going?
You? What's up? I just wanted to ask you guys what you guys think about Lance Stephenson, and did this past series help his trade value for the offseason or worsen it?
Well, his antics in the last few games of that Heat series, I think some teams are going to be cautious about signing him this offseason. I mean, he's an upcoming player. I mean, he's one of the top young players right now in the league. I think some teams are going to be cautious of that, but then again, he has tremendous talent. And I think several teams like the Knicks maybe might look into bringing him over. So, I mean, I don't think it hurt his value. I think some teams might be a little cautious about bringing him in because of his behavior in that Heat series.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But like you said, you know, talent wins out, you know. As long as a coach feels like he could, you know, control his actions, his, you know, on the court and off the court actions, you know, blowing to LeBron James' ears and, you know, as long as he could score and be a team player, you know, any team's going to, you know, take a chance at him.
Yeah, he's a good player. I mean, he's only getting better. So, I mean, any team would like, you know, would want, you know, that type of talent on their team. But,
yeah,
you know, he might
be
a headache for whichever team does.
But I'm just, I'm wondering how much money do you think this guy is worth right now?
Wow.
Maybe a $15 million player. I wouldn't spend $100 on the guy. He's not that great.
Yeah, he's not a great player. I mean, he's not LeBron. You know, he's up and coming. But, yeah, I don't think he's worth that much, to be honest with you. You know, he's still – I still see him as a bench player. I don't see him as a starter, to be honest.
Wow.
I think he could be a good sixth man for any team.
Wow, interesting. All right, thank you, guys.
Hey, no problem.
All right, thanks, caller. Okay, and we have another caller on the line. Hi, caller.
Hey, what's up?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey,
hey, caller.
What's on your mind?
I was calling to hear from my boys.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, what up?
Hey, what's up? We're talking about the Miami Heat facing the Spurs in the NBA Finals. For the second straight year. Your thoughts on that?
Miami Heat?
Yeah, Miami Heat versus San Antonio Spurs. They're facing each other 2 years in a row. The first game starts this Thursday.
I think Heat is going to win.
Well, yeah, it looks like it because, you know, he's on an impressive run. You know, they're trying to win their third straight.
You know, they have LeBron and all those other people, Bosh and all them, Dwayne Wade and all those people.
It's going to be a fun series. I mean, it could go either way. I'm going to make a big prediction and say that the Spurs win in six.
Hey, I hope you're right. But I think Heat's on a run, man. They're gonna do it again.
Yeah.
Until another team, you know, the Heat are basically like John Cena. Until you see the Heat get beaten, in your face.
So are you guys gonna talk about wrestling today?
I don't know. The Spurs are better this year, though. Spurs are much better.
Oh, yeah. They went on, like, what was that, a 19-game winning streak?
Are you guys going to talk wrestling today?
Of course. Hmm. But would you like to talk about it now?
Yeah, what's going on in wrestling? I like the new guy who come out.
What's his name again? Adam Rose.
Yeah. Oh, the party guy.
Yeah,
it's fun.
I'm more of a Boliv guy. Boliv.
Bodells. Yeah. Well, I'm not really. Well, I would agree with
the
you.
Guy
I,
who,
I like
the guy. Are you talking about the guy who can't speak English?
Is
it him? Bo Dallas?
No, Bo Dallas can speak English.
I'm thinking of the one who goes.
Rusev's undefeated, man. This guy looks like he's not gonna lose anytime soon, unless he faces John Cena or somebody like that.
Now you guys know what I'm talking about. I had to do a voiceover for you guys to get it.
He fights Big E tonight, so that should be a challenge.
Do you guys think about CM Punk not being there no more?
It's sad. You know, he's a good wrestler, you know, but I guess he feels, you know, he doesn't feel like doing it. I mean, there's some rumors that, you know, he's legitimately hurt. He's been hurt for months, and, you know, might be a combination of the two. You know, he's fed up, you know, working with WWE, and he's, you know, having injuries. Apparently, he did in an interview, someone asked him about him being retired, you know, and he said, you know, it feels good. So it looks like, unless if he surprised everybody like Jericho at the Royal Rumble a few years ago, I think he's good. I think he's done, man.
Yes. I don't think he's coming back to the WWE.
I don't think so either. Sorry, what were you going
to
say?
Would he go to
think,
TNA?
CM Punk is done right now.
Mm-hmm.
Would he go to TNA?
Nah. I think he's done with wrestling, period.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's no point for him to go to TNA. I mean, you know, he's, what, 35 years old, and, you know, he doesn't have that much years in wrestling. Well, basically, you know, he retired, so, I mean, that's it. I don't see him making the leap to TNA.
Triple H, everyone knows Triple H is going to be wrestling until he's 70.
Yeah, at this rate, yeah. He's a part-time wrestler. You know, he's going to fight at WrestleMania for sure. Oh, yeah, and as a matter of fact, he's fighting later tonight, Evolution versus Shield, which I can't wait for that one.
Stephanie's going to stay the same way, even when him and her, they're both in their 70s, and they're like, my husband, Triple H, who won 5 million WWE championships.
Yep. Yeah, he's still gonna be fighting for the WWE Championship for sure. That's for sure. He almost won it. Had he got past Daniel Bryan and went inside the Triple Threat match, so it's not that far fetched to think.
Mm-hmm.
But what's your thoughts on shifting gears a little bit? What's your thoughts on the Mets winning 3 out of 4 against the Phillies and? They're looking to win the series overall, you know, when they play the last game tomorrow night. I mean, tomorrow, I should say.
I think that's good. You guys are dominating. But
Wait, who's dominating?
The Mets.
Mets are not dominating. Come on, let's.
They won three out of out of five games or something
yeah,
like
that. You guys are playing good, but let's not call it dominating.
Maybe dominating is strong over way. It's not like it's in a row, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, they've played better, you know. I mean, these last three games they've been in overtime. I mean, extra innings.
Okay.
Friday.
Well, you guys
are
doing
Friday.
Good for now. And
yeah,
and,
they're doing good for now. Exactly.
The Phillies fans are probably going to be very angry, and Philly Fanatic will come out and everything like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Philly fans were upset when they won the World Series in 2008. I mean, they were talking trash about the Mets, the announcer. So, I mean,
true.
It doesn't take much to upset a Philly fan, you know. So, yeah, they lost extra inning game 11 innings thanks to Lucas Duda home run, and Henry Mejia got his sixth save of the season. And Henry Mejia is perfect in save opportunities
right.
this year.
Well,
so.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Hey, thanks for coming all right. on. All right, bye. And, Jacob DeGrom, he had a great performance yesterday. He struck out 11 in six-plus innings. I think it was six and a third. Struck out 11, but unfortunately he gave up a Ryan Howard three-run home run on Saturday. And then, of course, the bullpen blew the game. I can't remember who did it. And, you know, they won in extra innings the 14th inning after losing Friday night in 14 innings. So they played two 14-inning games Friday and Saturday. Lost on Friday, won on Saturday. And today they won in extra innings in the 11th inning today. So, you know, they're starting to play better.
Yes.
Lucas Duda got hurt, you know. No, not Lucas Duda. I'm sorry. Juan Lagares, who's been having a brilliant season, he got hurt. And, you know, hopefully they keep it, you know, they keep playing better.
Yeah, keep it up. 3 out of 5. Not bad.
Yep.
Not bad.
So I guess, you know, we'll shift gears to the Yankees. And, you know, after Saturday, Tanaka had a brilliant performance, you know, improving to 8-1 with his only loss against the Cubs this year. Unfortunately for the Yankees, you know, what were you saying? I'm sorry. You said something, Mac?
Oh, no. I was listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, after, you know, that brilliant performance Saturday night, Phil Hughes made his first return to Yankee Stadium since signing with the Twins, and you know he defeated his old friends today.
Yeah, Phil Hughes came back, and he's been pitching really well. He's entering this game, he's 5-1, and the Yankees really didn't do much today against him. I don't know if that was more Phil Hughes or more of the Yankee offense, which really hasn't scored that many runs in the last several games. I mean, right now this team is lacking power. You know, they lost Robinson Cano in the offseason, and Beltran was injured. It looks like he's rehabbing right now. He'll be back in several weeks. And A-Rod suspended for the year. So right now they don't have that much power in the lineup. But they find ways to manufacture runs, but the last few games, it's been tough for them to do. And on Friday, they lost the game, 7-2, I think. That game was 6-1 on Friday. And yesterday, they scored 3 runs, but behind Tanaka's great pitching, they ended up winning that game yesterday 3-1. And today, they can only score 2 runs, and they did have a 2-1 lead going into the ninth inning, but David Robertson couldn't hold on to it, and he ended up blowing his second save of the season. And the Yankees ended up losing today 7-2. So we end up losing this three-game series 2-1 to the Twins. So Yankees have to regain that power, man. Yankees are known for that. You know, Yankees are the Bronx Bombers. That's how they earn their nickname. They have to... regain that power again.
Yep. I mean, it has to be a balance, you know. They can't be too home run happy, or, you know, but they got to have they definitely need to be, you know, be more clutch at the plate.
Yeah, well, you know, they need some power in the lineup, you know. They don't have many power hitters right now. I mean, you only have Soriano.
Isn't Teixeira hurt again?
Teixeira's not in the lineup right now. So, yeah, might have to get a couple of power players. Some home run hitters. You know, during the All-Star break or something, you know.
Maybe we're going to need some Power Rangers.
Yeah, Power Rangers or something, man. We need some power in that lineup right now. And we need our pitchers back. We need CC to come back. We need Nova. Well, Nova's out for the season, but Pineda to come back as well.
Yeah, Tanaka's the one that's holding it down on the pitching rotation.
Oh, yeah, the guy's been phenomenal. He's 8-1. You know, he's probably the best pitcher in the American League right now.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah.
But shifting gears, the Rangers, they just recently clinched their playoff spot, and they're going to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since the magical 94 season.
Oh, yeah.
So congratulations to them. They won, let me see, what was the score? 1-0 Thursday night. And Lundqvist, he has the most postseason wins in New York Rangers history. After he was previously tied with, you know, the Ranger great Mike Richter from the championship team of '94. So congratulations to him.
Congrats, the king.
Yep. So that's another game to look forward to. And.
Rangers will be waiting for the winner of the Kings and Blackhawks tonight in Game 7.
Exactly. So that's another much-watched game for sports fans out there.
Yeah.
And back to WWE. Who do you think is going to win Shield? You know about the Shield versus Evolution. Whoever loses, that team has to disband for good.
Yeah. I think Shield will win tonight.
Probably, but then again, there's rumors that Dean Ambrose might, leave the group. So,
yeah.
Who knows? Will Evolution lose two matches in a row? I mean, to the Shield, I don't know. It's up in the air for me. Then again, why would you break up Shield right now? I mean,
exactly.
I don't know. I'm 50-50. I'm on the fence on that one.
I'm going with the Shield. I think the Shield will win tonight.
I hope so. But then again, I'm 50-50 on that one.
Because Evolution, I don't think that's...
They're gonna last
it's
long.
Not a faction that's going to last for that long, you know?
You know what? I'm going to agree with you. Even though originally I thought Shield would lose, but you know what? I'm going to agree with you. And plus, Batista's supposed to be done after this tonight, I think, or shortly after Payback. So,
yeah. So that could be it. I mean, I know there's rumors you're saying that Sheamus was going to join, but it doesn't look like Sheamus is going to join Evolution right now, to be honest.
Yeah, it doesn't, because it looked like he was having a slow heel turn, but. It looks like they killed it. I don't know if it's really slow.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like he's turning heel anymore.
Yeah.
Let me see. What other matches are there? There's the Cesaro versus who's he against? RVD, I think. Is it? No, wait. I don't think it's RVD.
Sheamus.
Sheamus, right. The aforementioned Sheamus.
Yeah.
Man. You know, I think Sheamus will win again. Even though it would be great for Cesaro to win his... Cesaro won the United States Championship not too long ago, early on in his career.
I think Sheamus will win also.
Yeah. Let me see. Who else? So Wade Barrett versus RVD, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm going Wade Barrett on that one.
Yeah, Wade Barrett for sure. Let me see what other matches are there. There's Paige versus, Alicia Fox. I think Paige will retain.
You know, this is a tough one. Alicia's been acting crazy lately.
Yeah.
LePage, she's still a new champion.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think they'll take the title off her that quickly.
Yeah, I think she'll retain it.
Yeah. Let me see what other matches. Is Usos defending their title? Oh, wait, are they defending against the Wyatt family? The Luke and Aaron, wasn't it Eric Rowan?
I think
I'm not
so.
Not sure. I would assume
maybe that's
so,
on the pre-show, I think.
No. The pre-show is the rematch of the WLC match.
Oh, Hornswoggle versus El Torito.
Right. But it won't be a WLC match. It's going to be instead a hair versus mask match.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what other matches are there.
I think Hornswoggle win that one.
I think Hornswoggle's gonna go bald.
Really? Because
Hornswoggle's a bad guy now. And El Torito without a bald mask, that kind of kills the gimmick, don't you think?
Yeah. there probably will be some kind of I don't know. We'll see.
Think about it. A hair match. A villain usually loses that match. You never really see it. I can't think
that's
of one
true.
Time a good guy losing a hair match.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Although we have seen people unmasked. We've seen Kane unmasked.
Oh, yeah.
Rey Mysterio. I mean, you know.
No.
Although Rey Mysterio was in WCW.
Oh, in WCW he did.
Yeah.
But
he was actually forced to by NWO, so that's something different.
Yeah, but that really happened, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll
finally see him unmasked. Who knows?
Yeah, it's possible.
But yeah, I mean, it's more likely that Hornswoggle will get the haircut.
Yeah. And Cena versus Wyatt. Yeah, you got to pick Cena. In the last man standing match? Shoot, there's no way.
I think Wyatt's gonna win this one.
I hope you're right, but I doubt it.
Because Cena has won the last two times, hasn't he?
No. He won at WrestleMania. Cena won at WrestleMania, but he lost the Elimination Chamber.
Elimination Chamber to
Wyatt due to the
Because of the kid.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that, I guess that's basically it, really. Oh, by the way, MVP injured his knee. So his match with Eric Young for the TNA title might be in jeopardy in TNA news. You going to check out Payback?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to watch it. I mean, I'm paying for it. I might as well watch it.
Yeah, I agree. You have anything you'd like to say?
Check out my show iMac at Saturdays 11 and this show, Sports of Legends, Sundays at 6.
Alright, thank you for being on the show.